Welcome to another hour of Charlie Bernhout's Jewish Soul Music Program. I'm Elchanan, hosting another hour of cantorial soul music. Cantor Tzvi Aharoni was one of the great cantors of his generation, possessor of a beautiful dramatic tenor voice. As a child, he sang in the choir of cantor Zalman Rivlin in Jerusalem, and was a boy soprano soloist who sang with cantors Kvartin, Rosenblatt, and Hirschman. In the year 1947, Aharoni came to America, where he served as cantor for 18 years in two leading synagogues in Philadelphia and New York. Then he returned home to Israel for a year of inspiration. In 1974, Aharoni returned to North America and became cantor of the Beth Emeth Beis Yehuda Synagogue of Toronto, Canada. There he had the opportunity to revive the old style of synagogue choirs, utilizing boy sopranos and altos who participated in the services and would stand near the pulpit with the cantor. The fame of the choir brought many invitations for concerts, including a recital at Carnegie Hall in New York for a capacity audience, where cantor Aharoni and his choir received standing ovations. This is Birkat Kohanim, track 2, on the vinyl record Cantor Tzvi Aharoni and the Tefillah Choir of the Beth Emeth Beis Yehuda Synagogue of Toronto, Canada.
Oh.
Cantor Shmuel Vygota was born in the year 1892 in Dobrzyń, Poland. The young Shmuel Vygota did not intend to become a cantor, but rather a rabbi with a doctorate in medicine. While still a youngster, Vygota moved with his family to Hungary. One day, Jaszló Rozenblát had come to town to officiate at a wedding. Vygota sang with his father and his brother at the reception, and Rozenblát, being impressed, asked that the children come to Pressburg with him to sing regularly. Shmuel and his brother went to live in Rozenblatt's home and remained there for 2.5 years. When Rozenblát left for Hamburg, Shmuel returned home and began to study medicine, but his studies were interrupted by World War I when he was conscripted into the Hungarian army. At the end of the war, he was discharged with the rank of first lieutenant. Since he could not continue his studies in the university after the war because of a quota system, Vygota found himself forced to return to Chazanut as a way of making a living. He held positions in Budapest and soon made a name for himself. The opportunity then came for him to travel to Zurich, of all places. After Zurich, he went to Germany, and then Amsterdam, where he did well. When he arrived in the States, Vygota contacted Rozenblát once again, who arranged for him to officiate in Rozenblatt's own shul, Congregation of Tzedek in New York, the very position that Vygota would come to permanently hold once Rozenblát left. He passed away on December 11th, 1990. Let us hear Anna Bekayach by Cantor Shmuel Vygota.
Gedulas yeminech bechoy vach gedulas gedulas yeminech hatir hatir tzur. Kabeir, kabeir, rinas, rinas, amko. Kabeir, ono, kabeir, rinas, amko. Agveinu tahavoy tahareinu sagveinu tavoreinu ohovoyanu sagveinu noiru. No give all, no give all, no no boy, give no. Shema! sein, ich hab wohl sein, Shema, takus hey,
Cantor Laban Waldman was born in 1907 in New York to a family of immigrants. In his youth, he sang with Kvartin and Rosenblatt, and he featured in Jewish short films as well, and was also featured on the radio and gave many concerts. He recorded Yiddish songs as well as Hasidic melodies and cantorial pieces. During World War II, Waldman entertained Jewish troops in the United States. He officiated at thousands of wedding ceremonies and was highly sought after. This is Omar Rabbi Elazar by Cantor Laban Waldman.
Maru marabi khaninu Almi de khomi mamim shumu moylom talmi de khomi mamim shumu moylom Umaru maru Umaru maru marabi luzo Umaru maru mar marabi khaninu Umaru maru marabi luzo Maru maru marabi khani yelo Talmidin khakom imo Marabi mishuloy duoy lo Oy marabi yelo zo marabi khani
Schulenbock, adopt in the Schulenbock, 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 Schulenbock.
Jan Pierce was born in the year 1904 as Jacob Pincus Perlmuth. The great tenor was, of course, a famous opera singer as well as a cantor. He also played the role of Tevye in the Broadway show Fiddler on the Roof. Jan Pierce recorded several records of cantorial and Yiddish material with conductor and arranger Abraham Elstein, as well as with others. He recorded well into his 70s, and he passed away in the year 1984. The following recording is from the record Cantorial Masterpieces with choir and orchestra conducted by Abraham Elstein. It is titled Rachel Mivako.
Allah
Sie. Oh, you born, I born, I shimmer, I am mean. Oh, you born, I born, I shimmer, I am mean. He got a row, Him, my
Another cantor and opera singer, the famous Richard Tucker, was born in the year 1913. Tucker's lifetime of love for Chazanut began when he was a boy of six, when he was prodded by his mother to join the famous boy choir of New York's Allen Street Synagogue. In later interviews, he would attribute much of the flexibility of his operatic voice to his early studies of Chazanut with Allen Street's cantor Samuel Weiser, who singled him out from the choir and groomed him for his first cantorial job, three High Holy Day services at Beis Medrash HaGadol in Washington Heights. Subsequently, the young Tucker would hold a year-round post as cantor at Temple Emmanuel in Passaic, New Jersey, and later at Temple Adas Yisrael in the Bronx. The famous Tucker album, Cantorial Jewels, was recorded when Tucker had already given up the security of one of Conservative Judaism's top cantorial posts at the Brooklyn Jewish Center in favor of a still uncertain career in opera and concerts. He did not, however, lose contact with the liturgy of the synagogue. For keeping with a promise he had made to his parents, he returned to the musical ministry each year to chant the High Holy Day services and conduct the Passover Seder. For the last 14 years of his life, he was the Holy Day cantor for the Park Synagogue in Chicago. Previously, for 7 years, he had officiated at the Concord Hotel, where he continued his long and close association with the composer Shalom Secunda, who had been musical director with him at the Brooklyn Jewish Center and whose contemporary settings of traditional liturgical chants were used for all of Tucker's cantorial recordings. The following track, Yiru Einenu, was recorded on the album Cantorial Jewels and is accompanied by an orchestra conducted by Shalom Secunda.
Shame, ye, 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 ye
Ukrainian-American basso Sidor Belarsky was internationally famous as an opera singer, as well as an educator and composer of Jewish and Hasidic music. Sidor Belarsky was born to a Jewish family in Ukraine in the year 1898. He emigrated to the United States in 1930. Belarsky first pursued his musical studies at the Odessa Conservatory and in Berlin. He graduated from the State Conservatory at Leningrad in 1929 and soon emerged as a soloist with the Kirov Opera Company, as well as a leading basso with the Leningrad State Opera Company. Throughout his career, Belarsky concertized extensively in the United States as a leading basso with several operatic companies, including the San Francisco Opera Company, the American Opera Company of Los Angeles, Chicago Civic Opera, and the New York City Center Opera in a production of Tosca in 1944. He appeared as a concert soloist at New York City's Carnegie Hall in over 22 solo performances between 1931 and 1961, and also appeared with the NBC Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Toscanini in a performance of Beethoven's opera Fidelio. Along with many of the leading cantors of his time, Belarsky concertized in order to raise funds for the Zionist cause. He passed away at the age of 77 in 1975 at North Shore Hospital in Long Island in New York. This is Rachem from the record Seder Nights with Sidor Belarsky.
Rachem no, Hashem elokeinu, al Yisrael amecho, v'al Yerushalayim yirecho, v'al Tzion mishkan kevodecho. V'yal malchus beis David meshichecho, v'yal habayis hagadol, v'yakodosh shenikro shimcho, shimcho. Elokeinu avinu reyenu Ну, я вахлану на шемелой кейну, мейеру миколе цорой зейну. Вино, вино, налтасри хейну, na shemeloy kino loy litay loy litay matna bosor vodom veloy litay nalvosom im leyo dkhu I'm in love. 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 Na psucho hagdosho ve'yar chavo.
Cantor Boris Voronovsky possessed a baritone voice of beautiful quality. The song is Hineni He'oni Mimas, arranged by Gershon Efros, with organ accompaniment by Charles Kingsford.
Oh. notre d'or qui acheronoki ore clavod le vacu le vacu Rachamim, olay v'yal sholachai. Ki ato shoveyo, v'yilo samcho Yisroel, b'rachamim. Berachamim, Baruch Shomea Tefillo, Shomea Tefillo.
Cantor Maisie Taube was born in Krakow, Poland in 1927. He began singing and studying music by the age of 8 in a choir led by cantor Jessel Mandelbaum. It was his mother who had primarily encouraged his musical education. His father owned a shirt factory which provided for the family of four along with young Maisie's musical education. In 1939, during the German invasion of Poland, Maisie and his family were taken by the Nazis in the Krakow ghetto, and in 1942, the Taube family was assigned to the Belzec concentration camp in Poland, where his mother and sister were murdered. He and his father were sent to a work camp named Plaszow, and were saved in 1945 by the actions of the righteous German industrialist Oskar Schindler. After being rescued, Cantor Taube first lived with a relative in Romania. Then, a short time later, he and his father immigrated to British-ruled Palestine, which became Israel in 1948. Cantor Taube immigrated to the U.S. in 1957 and continued his musical education at the Juilliard School in New York. He taught young cantors at the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. In 1965, he became cantor at Congregation Beth Shalom in Pittsburgh, where he served for more than 40 years. From 1971 to 1988, he was an adjunct professor of music at Duquesne University. He passed away on November 11, 2020, at 93 years old. This is track 6 on the album Cantor Maisie Taube sings synagogue masterpieces. It's titled Ohavti.
Ave
Cantor Shabtai Ackerman was born in Chisinev, Romania, and received his musical training in the local conservatory. His cantorial training was supervised by cantors David Reutemann and Moshe Steinberg, with composer Abraham Kalechnik, author of numerous liturgical works. At the early age of 16, he officiated as guest cantor in Bessarabia and in the Great Synagogue of Chisinev. During World War II, he was wounded at the hands of the Nazis, and in 1945, while a refugee in Russia, he chanted the services at the Great Moscow Synagogue. After the war, he fled to Romania, where he was appointed permanent cantor of the Baron de Rothschild Synagogue, and later the Avos Achim Synagogue in Bucharest. When Russia occupied the country, Cantor Ackerman and his family went to Israel, where he was chosen as cantor of Congregation Bethel, and later as cantor in the Great Synagogue of Tel Aviv. After his nationwide concert tour of the United States in 1955, he was appointed cantor of the Beth Abraham Synagogue in Detroit. During his brief residence in the United States, Cantor Ackerman became nationally well-known and was actively engaged in officiating at dedication ceremonies of new synagogues and at concerts throughout the country. He also performed extensively on radio and in television. Cantor Ackerman later would fulfill the position of chief cantor at Congregation Beth Abraham in Detroit. Shabtai Ackerman was the possessor of a dramatic tenor voice of exceptional power and beauty. This piece is titled Ki Lekach Toiv.
Yeah!
That was a version of Kilek Achtoiv, composed by David Moshe Steinberg. Next we have, briefly, going over time, Bension Miller singing a composition of his father, Aaron Miller, Hamavdil. This is from his debut record, Tefila LeYerushalayim.
Call it for a home.
And that lovely track concludes another hour of cantorial soul music. For more cantorial content and new shows uploaded weekly to the archives, visit charlieburnhout.com and go to the archives. Thank you for listening.